Hey guys, welcome back to the Anxious Aquarius. My name is Sarah. Thank you so much for being here and for taking this time for yourself. I hope you all are staying safe and are taking extra time to take care of yourself a little more than usual and not being hard on yourself for anything. I'm so sorry this episode is late, a day late. I had a really long weekend and I'm just trying to figure out how to sit with some pain that I'm feeling right now. But I wanted to make sure this episode got up, so here we are. Today I wanted to talk about holiday anxiety and how to get through it with your sanity still intact, because holiday anxiety is in full swing right now. The week of, especially this year with COVID, regular holiday anxiety has doubled, tripled for so many people. So the first, and I think the most common source of anxiety is family parties or being around certain people because you feel that you're obligated to be around them. If you need someone to say it, I'll say it. You're allowed to say no. You're allowed to not go. You're allowed to say, I don't have it in me, or I'm not feeling up to it. Especially with COVID, better just to not anyways. Even if you're feeling pressured to show up. If you dread the holidays every year, you're allowed to change what you do for them so that you start looking forward to them. And I mean, even if it's not traditional or what to be expected, if you don't like to spend Christmas at home in a snowy setting, you're allowed to go to Florida for Christmas. Even if it means other people thinking that that's weird, or why would you want to do that? You can do whatever you want for your holiday. Life is too short not to look forward to the holidays, no matter what that looks like for you. I think that we tend to forget what the holidays are really about, and we think more about worrying that will disappoint other people. If your friends aren't understanding of how you're feeling and where you're coming from, it might be best to leave those friends in 2020 to make room for better ones. The second thing I wanted to talk about was the difference between what we think we have to do and what is good enough. Meaning stretching ourselves too thin to get your children or anyone else a gift that you really can't afford, or extending yourself to hold up a family tradition or something that you think would make you a bad parent if you didn't do. Holidays in our adult minds are not what is in our children's minds, I've noticed. Any other month, if they get a present or a toy just because, they are so excited, like it's Christmas morning. They're going to be thrilled to get anything, period. And you don't have to go broke to make one day magical for them, because the magic fades quickly, but your debt doesn't for a long time. I know that we've gotten our kids something on Christmas, and within a week, they're just over it. They're on to the next thing, the next new show, the next new video game. So all that stressing was really just to do it all over again. Last weekend, I realized Friday night that we had not gone and looked at Christmas lights anywhere. at all this month, and it's like the last weekend before Christmas. And when I realized it, I was like, oh my god, I am an awful mother. Like, I have not taken my kids to get in the car and go look at Christmas lights. They're missing out. And I was like, okay, I told my husband Saturday, we're gonna go have the kids get in their pajamas, go get some hot chocolate, and go look at Christmas lights. And we were getting ready to tell them on Saturday, or I told them, and they were just like, I'm thinking they're gonna be like, oh my god, yay, like, I'm so excited. And they were just like, okay, that's cool. And then we go, and they're like, oh yeah, okay, this is cool. And then we went to like a big neighborhood and just went around that one neighborhood, but there were like so many other places that we could have gone. And we were leaving that neighborhood, and we were just like, okay, like, are you guys ready to go home, or do you want to go look at more? Like, what are we doing? And they were just like, we can go home. Like, and I felt so guilty for not having, like, gone and done that or made plans to go do that yet. And it wasn't even important to them at all. I mean, I'm sure they had fun, but it wasn't like their Christmas was going to be ruined if we did not go do that. That was something that I made up in my head because of what society says we should be doing. And before, I guess, I made that, you know, a requirement for me to feel like a good mother, maybe I should have asked them what their Christmas looked like, what their special Christmas would look like, what they expect Christmas to be, besides a million presents, because I'm sure that's what they would say. But before you feel guilty about what you're not doing, it's really important to find out if it's something that even needs to be done anyways. And maybe you're the only one that feels like it needs to be done. Because a lot of the time, we put this pressure on ourselves that doesn't even really exist outside of our heads. We think that we're expected to do certain things when it's really not even crossing anybody else's mind. And I'm really not 100% sure where that comes from. I feel like, speaking about mothers, I feel like we as mothers expect, like, we see another mother do it and we're like, oh, I'm a shitty mom if I don't do it too. You know, like, where does that come from? And can we get rid of it, like, now? Because I don't know about you, but, like, I'm tired. And I am ready to redefine what the holidays should be and what they're good enough being. I remember when, you know, my husband and I started our family and we were a lot younger, on the weekends, I would always try to make the biggest breakfast, like Saturday and Sunday, like all the time. And he said, I remember I was like stressed out one day doing it, and he was like, you know, you don't have to make a big breakfast every weekend, especially not every day of the weekend. And it, like, it hadn't ever dawned on me that was okay. Like, I felt bad being a mom and thinking that's what moms were supposed to do. And if I didn't do it, somebody was going to notice and think, oh, mom did not cook a big breakfast. Like, she doesn't love us. When really all they care about is having something to shove in their mouth while they watch their cartoons on Saturday morning, no matter what it is. And it's really the same with holidays and, you know, like birthdays. And, you know, when people joke and say, like, why even get kids toys when all they want to do is play with the box, or all they want to do is play with the bag or the hanger or whatever. And it's so true. Like, we as adults truly overthink what it is that makes our children happy. We consider what's going to make them happy as what we think is going to make them happy, instead of what really makes them happy. And the same for the other adults in our lives, our friends and our siblings, or our parents, our other family members. You know, we're all so worried about making sure, you know, I need to get this person something, because if I don't, they're going to feel like I don't love them. And that person is probably saying the same thing. I need to make sure that I get this person something, because if they don't, if I don't, they're going to think I don't love them. Instead, like, you guys could just both be honest and be like, hey, you know, my funds are kind of tight this month. I'm really sorry, I can't get you what I want to get you. And they might be relieved that you said that, because then that lets them off the hook too. So don't think that you're the only one that can't afford everything for everybody, because that's unrealistic any year, especially this year with the craziness that has been 2020. And don't feel bad for that either. It's nothing to feel bad that you can't afford something, because why put yourself in a bigger hole just for what? Just for someone to say, oh, they got me this great gift, and then, you know, in a couple months they're not even thinking about that anymore. But you're still in that hole. And nobody that truly loves you would ever want you to be in a hole for them. If you really want to get somebody something and you cannot afford it, and you don't want to go broke trying to afford it, give them something free. Give them, like, your time. If they have kids, offer to babysit. Give them a little coupon book, like, I'll babysit your kids for 3 nights or whatever, so that you can go do whatever you want to do. Or if they like to go listen to music that you hate, say, I will go with you and listen to your stupid music anytime you want, and we'll do it together, and I will try to keep an open mind and try to enjoy what you enjoy, and we can do it together. So, in conclusion to this, number one, if you don't want to go, don't go. If you don't want to see somebody, say no. If you want to change what your Christmas looks like, do it. You're allowed to do that. And you don't have to get permission from anybody. You don't have to have anybody else say, yeah, you should do that. All that matters is that you think you should do it. And second, don't go broke trying to give the people what you think they want. Find out what the people want and give them what you can. And most importantly, make sure you're taking extra care of yourself during this crazy, crazy time. I have read that there is supposed to be this super big shift happening soon, and I really hope it's true, because we could all use a big shift. So next week, I thought I would do an episode about New Year's and New Year's resolutions. I'm gonna talk about what mine are and what my plan is for them. and what my plan is if they don't go according to plan, because that seems to happen every year. So I hope you guys tune in for that, and I hope you have an amazing holiday, letting yourself free of the burden that is guilt or obligation or worry or stress, whatever it is. Give yourself permission to not feel that. Give yourself permission to not care about that and have fun instead. So, happy holidays. Thank you for being here and taking this time for yourself. Until next time, bye.